By now we all know the will of God for our lives. And that will is that we should have life and life abundantly. He wants us to be in good health. He wants us to prosper peacefully in everything that we do. And God is always speaking. His mind frame never changes. It's not like a man who's like this today. Tomorrow you never can tell. But the ways of God from eternity remain the same. And there is just only one will. That is to prosper us. To prosper us, lifting us up from the miry clay and setting our feet upon the rock to stay. Lifting us up from the problems that beset man as he foolishly goes his way. So that we can realize the peace of his presence. We can realize the paradise of God. So God is always speaking. He's always speaking. But you'll be amazed at how ignorant we have been as men. We'll be amazed at how much we have really fallen asleep in Adam. If you look around you, you're looking at a world with men who are deep asleep, sleeping in the dust. They've made their beds in hell and they're sleeping in that place. And God all along is trying to awaken them. Wake up. Wake up to your righteousness. Wake up and enter into your peace. Because as long as you are in that deep sleep, you'll see nothing but nightmares, horrors. You see nothing but problems of humanity. But God wants to awaken man. You see this in Job chapter 33. Job chapter 33 says, God speaketh, Job 33 verse 14, God speaketh once, yet twice, yet man perceived it not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep fallen upon men in slumberings upon the bed, then he opened the ears of men and sealed their instruction, that he may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man. He's chasing upon his bed with pain upon his bed and multitude of his bones with strong pain, so that his life abhorred bread and his soul dainty meat. His flesh consumes away that he can be seen, and his bones that were not seen stick out. Yea, his soul draweth near unto the grave, his life to the destroyers. But if there be a messenger with him, an interpreter, one among a thousand, to show him or to show unto man his uprighteousness, then he's gracious unto him, and he said, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. Then he's gracious unto him and said, deliver him from going down to the pit. I found a ransom. His flesh shall be fresher than a child's. He shall return to the days of his youth. He shall pray unto God, and he will be favorable unto him, and he shall see his face with joy. For he will render unto man his righteousness. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 28. He will deliver his soul from going down into the pit, and his life shall see the light. Hallelujah. I can't go further. You can go back and meditate on these scriptures. But here we can already see the purpose of God in our lives. See, he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you in this age or in the ages to come. See, death, principalities and powers, nothing can separate us from the love of God, from the love of Christ. So he's always there, day and night, working on us, speaking to us, trying to get us out of that pitiable situation of humanity. He's always speaking, always speaking. See, he always speaks to you, even in relation to your natural life, your life upon the earth. Praise God. Because he cares for his body. Your body is the body of God, so he cares for you. There's no financial problem I didn't have, that I had, that God did not warn me about beforehand. He either spoke through prophets, through signs, everything I went through, any problem I ever had, be it health problems, God always spoke to me first. Anything I ever, problem I ever had, before it came to pass, God always spoke to me, tried to avert me. And this is the same thing God does to people around you. I remember I was standing with a man who had a stroke in my presence and died later, a month later on. And the man told me, and you know, I was warned several times. I was warned about my health. I was warned about sickness. I was warned about impending sickness, about impending stroke. See, this is how the Spirit of God speaks. He speaks, but people are not aware. See, we're not still enough to really sit down and listen to what the Spirit is saying. See, even when the calamity comes, even when the problem comes, the Spirit is there to still lift you up from the pit. He's still there to show you an escape route, how you can come out of that problem, be it a health problem, be it a financial problem, be it an emotional problem. The Spirit of God is always trying to figure out a way for you to get out of it. Some people are trapped in problem and they don't know how to get out of it. But the Spirit of God will speak. Hallelujah. He will speak. And he will show you a way out. See it? So we must always learn to listen to the Spirit of God. Tune our minds to become listeners of what God is saying. Very, very important. We must be tuned to the Spirit and recognize the presence of the Father. Always seek counsel. Praise God. We have to come to the realm or to the place in our walk with God where we can say, I only do the things I see the Father doing, because he will lead you the right way. See, even when you pray, you cannot pray for what you think you want. You can only pray for the will of the Father in your lives. See, concerning your family, concerning your future, concerning your work, concerning your ministry, concerning your health, you can only pray according to the will of God, according to the will of the Spirit. See it? That is why we are in a cloud, we are gathered among the innumerable members of the Spirit of Christ. See, what you have to understand is that the Spirit of God is a spirit composed of multitude of spirits. Praise God. It is the Spirit of God that is in all men and through all men. See it. The Spirit of God is above religion, is above our various divisions as men. You know, people think that the Spirit of God is limited to probably a section or people call the church upon the earth. See, but if your eyes are open, you will discover that the church in the first place is a purely spiritual concept. It has got nothing to do with structures on the earth. Praise God. So that Spirit of God is where we are generally being gathered into, and God wants us to become aware of that presence, of his presence, because where the Spirit is, God is there. Because it's God's Spirit. Praise God. So you can see that God can speak through any man. He can speak through anything. He can speak through, you know, a black man, a white man, a baby, an old man. He can speak through somebody who you consider a heretic. He can speak through a Buddha person. He can speak through a Muslim. He can speak through a Christian. He can speak through somebody who hurt you some days ago. Somebody who took your wife from you. See it? He can speak to somebody that you, through somebody that, you know, despises you. The Spirit of God can use any channel to try to reach to you or communicate to you. The Spirit of God can speak through a doctor. Praise God. He can speak through a donkey like he did to Balaam. But you can see that Balaam was carried away. Balaam could not hear the voice of God because his mind was set on the vanity of riches. See, Balaam heard the donkey speak already. Probably he didn't hear. The donkey was trying to talk to him. The donkey was trying to show him a sign of this angel of death that stood before him. But Balaam was carried away. See, God was trying to use that donkey to communicate to God was trying to use the donkey to communicate with Balaam, showing him something impending doom. But Balaam was carried away until the donkey spoke to him. Likewise, man, you can never tell from the direction the Spirit of God will come to you and speak to you. See, that's why you have to be humble. Humble always at the presence of God. Something that you despise and you look down on can become your source, the thing that God will use to talk to you. Hallelujah. Remember Naam, the great general from Syria, who had leprosy? See, and a little servant, small girl in the house. You can imagine all the biggest doctors in Syria and all the great men in Syria and all the great consultants, physicians, and everything must have been tried to solve the case of Naaman. See it? And Naaman tried to, you know, ahead of this prophet, Elisha. And because of pride, a general going to meet an honorary commoner, he stayed home and continued suffering and pining away with his leprosy until the Lord sent a small servant in the house, a housemaid, who can be considered as nothing, a housemaid, who just talk to him. Say, my boss, why don't you just humble yourself and go and meet this guy? The guy will, God can use him and heal you. So Naaman obeyed. Naaman humbled himself and went to Elisha. And you can see what the way Elisha treated. Elisha didn't even look at him. Just turned his back on him and told him to go and wash himself 7 times in the Jordan. And the general felt humiliated. But here the small girl again tells him, humble yourself and just go and just do this thing and you'll be healed. Humble yourself. So you can see that the voice of God can come from different directions. The voice of God can come from different ways that you least expect. And he's always speaking. He's always speaking. I will never leave you nor forsake you. He's always speaking on how to deliver us. On how to heal us. On how to bring us out of our problems. Praise God. I remember years ago I was somewhere in my room praying, really waiting on the Lord, waiting for an answer. And a junior brother of mine, who was much more junior, very young brother, who could barely read then, just started reading, just walked into the room, jokingly opened the Bible, and he was just browsing through and just read a scripture that says, thus saith the Lord, surely you shall do this, you shall do that. And you know, he answered to precision exactly the way I asked God. The exact thing I asked God, my brother read to me the answer right before my face. I asked him, what the hell do you think you are doing? He was surprised. I said, do you know what you just said? He just couldn't figure out what I was talking about. That is how God works. He's always walking around trying to communicate to us, speak to us, and to deliver us out of the miracle. Some of us enter into spiritual problems, and we think there is no way out. But if we can be still enough, we will listen to God. We will hear the voice of God. Hallelujah. He speaks through a multitude of counselors. He speaks through His Spirit. Praise God. That's why you have to be still, sober, from day to day in everything you do. Otherwise, there is a tendency, you just miss out on that thing that will save you. It's our ability to listen that will bring us out of all the problems that we have, both physical and spiritual. See, some people have rebelled against God. God told them to do certain things in the past, and they rebelled against God, and they've never known peace ever since. At times, it seems as if there's a kind of, a brass wall or brass sky over you, so that you cannot reach out to God anymore. It's as if God has turned His back on you. It's as if you have committed the unforgivable sin. It's as if there is no way you can be saved again. As if God has probably, given you up to a reprobate mind to destroy you and to cast you out of His presence forever. See, you feel totally cut off. Cut off from life. Cut off from the source of your joy. Cut off from the source of God. From God, your life. And you don't know how to get out of it. You don't know how to praise God. You see other people loving God and praising God and shouting hallelujah, and you cannot praise God. You cannot shout hallelujah. You can't love the name of the Lord. And what can I do? You've gone from church to church, pastor to pastor, and everybody has laid hands on you. You've tried different religions, different doctrines. You've listened to tapes. You've read books. You go from revival to revival, from man of God to man of God, hoping that God will, somehow your deliverance will come. But I tell you, your solution is to sit still, quiet, and wait on the Lord. He'll begin to speak to you in diverse ways. He speaks through all the elements of the world. He speaks through men, even without them knowing. I've stood in places, see, and God spoke to me through men. Different people, and the men themselves, they did not know what was happening. Praise God, He's everywhere. Hallelujah. We can get to a place where we realize His presence as the waters cover the sea. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. That is the realm of those who dwell in the secret place of the Most High, who have attained to the consciousness of Christ. They have entered in. That is the place of safety. Praise God. The Bible calls it the secret place of the Most High. In that realm, it says that He shall give His angels charge over thee. See, how do the angels, give them charge over thee? Angels, ministering spirits. See, these are the careers of the thought of God. See, an angel there might be gifted specifically with the gift of healing. See, one can be gifted there with wisdom. One can be gifted there with prophecy. See, and as long as you are still and listening, see, the voice of God will keep you in peace. The ministration of the Spirit, the guidance of the Spirit will keep you in peace. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God, like I've said, is simply a composite body of everything that is God. See, it's an invisible spirit, an invisible presence. Praise God, when you awaken consciously into Christ, you discover you are one and part and parcel of that Spirit. Praise God, when we come into alignment with the Spirit, there's a flow of everything that is God, even through you. Praise God, you are anointed with the anointing beyond, with, you see, beyond measure. With his glory beyond measure. Everything that is God's beyond pleasure, his life, his counsel, his wisdom, everything beyond pleasure. Praise God. If you listen to the Spirit, the Lord might tell you, do not eat this way, do not eat that way. He might tell you, don't eat before 12. While others he might tell them, eat before 12. He might tell you not to, you know, go near a glass of wine with a 10-foot pole. While another, he might tell him, drink wine after every meal. See it? Spirit might lead you to a place, you know, lead somebody to you, who will tell you to take this herbal medicine. Probably might be the will of God that you use that herbal medicine at that point in time in your life. Another person might tell that person, don't take any medicine. Just stay the way you are. Praise God. Guardians, counseling. You might have money in your hand. And the Spirit of God might tell you to give it out to that brother out there. You can never tell. You can never tell. Obey him. Praise God. There were times I obeyed the Lord in these things, you know, where I gave money to somebody people who I felt were in need. And you know that these people never ever forgot. I forgot. It was much years later, that they reminded me these things, and they told me that the prosperity I have today is because of what I did to them. Praise God. We have to be sensitive to the Spirit. Sensitive to the guidance of the Spirit. We just have to hear him in everything that we do. See him in everything that we do. Then we can begin to live. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. 1 out of 1,000. Only if you can hear. Receive counseling from God. The book of Proverbs calls them the multitude of counselors. In the multitude of counselors, there is safety. See, the multitude of counselors is the Spirit. Praise God. When Elisha told God to open the eyes of his servant to see the invisible presence around him, he was shocked. That invisible presence was the presence that encompassed Elisha, and Elisha was conscious of that presence. So that when the armies of the enemy came to attack Elisha, Elisha stood still. He was never afraid. The same thing for Elijah. Those multitudes of chariots, you know, chariots of horsemen and fire, are simply the multitude of counselors. That is the Holy Spirit. See, that is the gathering of God, the congregation of God. And in that congregation flows the totality of God's wisdom, God's life, God's power, and everything that God is. Because wherever that congregation is, he is there. For where they are gathered, God is there. Always present. That is the gathering of God. Praise God. Now it is from that presence, that invisible presence that flows all the miracles in your life, that flows your healing, that you get your guidance from. Praise God. It is that same invisible presence that led the children of Israel through that rocky, rough wilderness and took them into the promised land. Praise God. You can see that the cloud, which is actually the Spirit or the multitude of counselors, has one work, and that is to guide us into the promised land. The promised land is an allegory of the spirit realm. Praise God. When we get back into the light realm, into the spirit realm, where all things are possible, where we walk in the totality of the liberty and the power of God. See, where every sense of fear, you know, every sense of separation with God and all that is abolished, and you can now live in 100% fruitfulness. Praise God. So he leads you through that path, that narrow path. He leads you through the wilderness. If you see the picture of the wilderness, you just make a search on the internet and look at the wilderness, the desert places of Sinai, all those wilderness places that the children of Israel passed through. Brethren, you need the Spirit of God to lead you through that kind of wilderness for 40 years. No natural matter man can make that journey on his own. It's impossible. See, a wilderness littered with scorpions, serpents, a waterless wilderness, a pit, so to say. See, but the cloud, the Spirit, the guidance of the Spirit was enough to lead them. Praise God, supplying for their very daily needs, taking care of their health, so it became their giver, their provider of health, everything. Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah everything. Praise God. But all they had to do is to be obedient. Receive the manna daily. Receive the deep waters from the wells or from the rock. Receive counseling daily and receive guidance daily. That's all they needed to do. Simple, and that's all we need to do daily, brethren. It's just to sit down and listen and to obey him. Learn obedience and follow him. That is all. And he will take us to that promised land. Believe in him. Never murmuring. Never rebelling. Never getting angry. Never getting tired. Never, murmuring in our spirits that probably God has abandoned you or left you, or God has humiliated you. No. Rejoice in all things, knowing that if you call upon the name of the Lord, he's bringing you to an expected end. Praise God. Hallelujah. Even if you have rebelled and you have suffered the consequences of rebellion for many years, bear in mind that the Spirit of God is still there. He has not changed. He still wants to get you out because you are his body. He still wants to get you out of that miracle and heal you and show you his love. Oh, praise God. Isn't it wonderful? We are listening to the mind and the heartbeat of God towards his body. Praise God. Guidance, ability to listen. Praise God. Ability to listen to the voice of the Spirit and allow ourselves to be guided by that voice is what will heal us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Even if we find ourselves in problems today, if we are upon our deathbed, he can bring it to a realm, a place, a consciousness. He can bring it to a place where you can even peacefully, either peacefully be healed or peacefully transit this world without fear, with a smile upon your face. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, some people say that they had premonition of their death. What do you think that thing comes from? Where do you think that comes from? The Spirit of God. The Spirit of God. Paul had already packed up his luggages and said he had finished his race. He was about to depart the tabernacle. He was about to depart this world. That is the Spirit for you. Peter did the same thing. He said he was about to leave this world, leave this tabernacle. He had finished his work. In likewise manner, if we obey the guidance of the Spirit, we can come to the place where he so keeps us and so guides us and so prospers our soul with health, with joy, with gladness above the hurts of this world. Praise God. And when it's over, he tells you, brother, it's over. Pack up your baggage and let's go. Leave this world with a smile upon your face, gloriously, not with humiliation. Oh, praise God. So you see, as the wind blows, look in the natural, as you feel the torrents of the wind, just recognize that is how the Spirit of God flows over you. It flows over you constantly. And if you can just reach out and receive from it. Enter into the flow. It will lead you into the place of eternal safety. Praise God. In letters, John's letter, in the third book of John, chapter 1 verse 2, it says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Praise God. As thy soul prospereth. This is the will of God. As thy soul prospereth, that shall be in health. If the soul does not prosper in the light of God, there is no way the body can be in good health. Things begin to go wrong. See, but if the soul unites itself with the light, it transmits that radiance to the natural body. And there is a quickening in the natural body. That is why the Bible says the Spirit of God will quicken our mortal bodies. Praise God. He quickens our mortal bodies means he makes it alive. It repairs things that have gone wrong in that mortal body and makes that body begin to function again as the body of God. But that soul must humble itself to receive counsel from the Spirit of God. It must allow itself to flow in the flow of God's move and God's Spirit. Praise God. And like we know, the Spirit leads you just to one place. Back into the light. The Spirit leads us from the lower places of the earth, from the pit, from the miry clay. Lifts us up and causes us to come to the place of light where there is no darkness at all. Praise God. Even as it guides us spiritually, it also takes care of everything that we ever need. Be it for our food, our feeding, our clothing, our basic human needs. It is there to supply abundantly. Praise God. When Jesus Christ multiplied the loaves, all that was in alliance with the Spirit of God. He was in that cloud. Praise God. See, that miracle was nothing new. It had happened 40 years in the wilderness. Bread came out from every morning and fed thousands, thousands. It was only 7,000, 7,000 loaves when Jesus Christ did that. But at that point in time, it was hundreds of thousands of people that the loaves catered for. All came out from that cloud, from the Spirit. Praise God. That same Spirit is able to guide his people and keep them and prosper them. See, having promises of the life that now is. See, your natural needs are taken care of by the Spirit. You know, it does not mean that you just sleep at home and say the Spirit will take care of you. No. It simply means that your day-to-day activity and life, when you keep yourself and walk by the guidance of the Spirit, he will make plain your paths. He will provide for you along the way. He will open doors where there are no doors. Praise God. So I've seen very radical miracles in my life. And I know some of you here have seen radical miracles in your life. Things that happen, doors, strange doors that open for you. Abnormal doors, because it's the Spirit of God working. See, to keep you. As you follow the path, that narrow path into life. Praise God. Psalm 103 says, Bless the Lord of my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord of my soul and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all my iniquities and healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory, glory. That's God. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. My soul is prospering as I bless the Lord. I bless Him because He's lifting me out of the pit, out of destruction. He's guiding me, giving me wisdom, counsel. He's delivering me from my foolishness, from my ways. Praise God. And causing me to see life, healing my diseases, both natural and spiritual diseases. My iniquities, my sin consciousness, all my transgression, everything is being dissolved as the Lord leads us. Praise God. He's delivering me from every negativity, every idolatry, everything that has hindered me from His presence. He's counseling me and delivering me. Delivering me from my bad habits. He's delivering me from my sinful nature, my abominable nature. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord of my soul. Praise God. He's healing me of my cancers. He's healing me of my diabetes. He's healing me of my addictions. He's healing me of my emotional pains. He's healing me of my pride, from my pride. He's healing me from my lack of confidence, my inferiority complex. He's healing me from this unforgiveness, this unforgiving nature. He's healing me in my emotions, the hurts. He's healing me of that inability to forgive myself from the mistakes I made when I brought up my children, when I, mistreated somebody bad some years ago. He's healing me and causing me to forget. Healing me and, dumping all those memories into the sea, into the pit. He's delivering my life from destruction. And crying with His mercies, tender mercies, with life, loving kindness. Hallelujah. To renew my strength again. I can shout hallelujah again. I can stand in the place of the living and glory in the name of the Lord again. So all this is possible only as I listen to the Spirit quietly and accept the guidance of the Spirit. Knowing fully well on my own, I can do nothing. Praise God. Being sober in a perverse and, crooked generation, soberness. There's a tendency to get carried away. Carried away with the things of this world. Carried away with the problems in the family. Carried away with the, animosity in the world, with the conflicts. Praise God. But the time has come to receive counsel. Counsel. Guardians from the Spirit. Those that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. Hallelujah. It will flow. He speaks everywhere. He's always speaking. He speaks through nature. He speaks through everything that moves. The things that are created. He's speaking through the man standing next to you. He's speaking always. Praise God. But we must stop and receive from Him. As we listen to Him constantly, the eyes focus on Him. Praise God. Just like Mary and Martha, Mary was there, the eyes focus on Him, receiving from Him. Daily, in the Spirit. Our eyes looking out in the Spirit, looking out onto Mount Zion, from whence our help comes, looking into the invisible. That presence. And that thing will never leave her, like Jesus says. That thing will prosper, that thing will heal her. That thing will exalt her. Oh, praise God. So it's just important we learn to listen to the Spirit. Don't discriminate. He's everywhere, every time. Praise God. When the Spirit speaks, He's always trying to lift you up out of the mire clay. He's always trying to deliver you. He never tries to put you into bondage. The Spirit never tries to kind of attach you, put you, make you attached to anybody, any man, any system, any entity upon the earth. No. It only draws you close to God, unto the one that liveth forever. Psalm 16, the psalmist says, I have kept God always before me. He's always by my right hand. That is the invisible God. That is the one that the Spirit joins you to. Even Jesus as a man never drew any man to Himself. He always sought to cause people to unite with the Spirit, to cause people to unite with their Father. He healed some people and they try to follow Him. He tells them, look, where are you going to, man? You go back and tell people what God has done for you. On my own, I can do nothing. I am nobody. I don't exist. After the flesh, I do not exist. Praise God. So you can see Jesus Christ was not drawing people to His flesh. He was not drawing people to any system. Praise God. Now, He gathered the 7,000 or 5,000 people, gave them loaves of bread, gave them fishes, after which He dispersed them. So that is not the mind of a man. The mind of a man will be to keep them in that place forever. To keep them in that place and feed them daily. And cause them to be subject to Him and to worship Him. But that's not the way of God. That's not the way of Jesus. Jesus knew that I must go. I, after the flesh, must go. And Him that is real must come. That is Christ in you. The invisible one, the invisible Spirit that filleth all in all, is the one that remains forever. And that is the one that the Spirit of God will draw you unto. He draws you unto Himself, unto the Spirit, unto the invisible, up into the invisible, not unto a man, not unto any system of religion, not unto any tradition, not unto any doctrine of man, not to any belief or denomination. Praise God. God is above what they call human beings, called church upon the earth. He's above religion and beliefs and entities and division. God is above all these things. He's all in all. Praise God. It's a free flowing Spirit. Hallelujah. When you move in the Spirit, it liberates you from all those beliefs, all those attachments to the world. Because some of these attachments you have to the world are some of the things hurting you. Praise God. It gives you a new family. Your true family is the family in the Spirit. Praise God. It gives you a new assembly. Your assembly is in the Spirit. It's among the company of the counselors. In the Spirit. For we are all one Spirit. We all gather in the Spirit. Praise God. You just have to learn to discern the voice of God. Some things appear as if they are Christ, as if they are the Spirit of God, but it's not the Spirit of God if it tries to hold you in bondage upon the earth. the magicians of Egypt. They imitated Moses in some of his miracles, did some of the same miracles Moses did, but the motives are always different. Moses' motive was to set the people free that they may worship God upon Mount Zion, upon God's holy hill, which is the Spirit. Spirit and the truth. Moses was trying to liberate them while the voice of the of Pharaoh walking through the two magicians, the false prophets, was to keep them further into bondage, was to tie them down in Egypt. They do the same miracles, they speak the same way, they do the same things. Praise God. So you see, the Spirit of God does not draw any man unto the flesh, but unto the Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you preach the message, only preach as a channel of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. I don't exist. It's the Spirit that exists. Besides the Spirit, there is none other. Hallelujah. I'm just a servant. I'm just a vessel through which the Spirit flows. In me as a man, there's no good for nothing. There's nothing. I'm empty as a man. Praise God. I'm just a servant who just is a partaker of that same Spirit that we all should partake of and join. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. So let us descend the Spirit and let us flow in the Spirit. The guardians of the Spirit continues at, you know, hearkening to the Spirit, sensitivity in the Spirit, stillness is what will take us there. Praise God. We should detach ourselves from all the problems of this world. If we have our depths of problems and all these things, gradually loosen yourselves. God will give you grace. Financial problem, God will give you grace. Family problem, God will give you grace to come out of that problem. Health problem, God will give you grace. Praise God. The right doctor will pull the right cord. The right messenger will give the right herbal medicine. You will receive instruction not to do this, not to do. God will do everything and keep you in health and revive you. Praise God. That's the will of God the Father. He's a loving God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. The guardians of the Spirit. Attend to my words. I'll run up with Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. It says, my son, attend to my words, incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thy heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health unto all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, let thy eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the paths of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right, not to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. My son, attend to my words, attend to my counsel. Praise God. Incline my ears to my sayings. Praise God. This is the thing that we should live by daily. Daily in our sojourn, as we sojourn upon this earth, inclining our ears and receiving from the words of wisdom from the Spirit. Daily. Praise, hallelujah. This is what will keep us as we observe these words diligently. Not just letters of the words. No. That's it. The Spirit will map out a path for us in the Spirit, in the invisible realm, a path for which we can walk in and be a perfect peace, far away from problems, far away from, you know, the hearts of humanity. Keep us in perfect peace and in health. Prosper our souls. Cause us to live in delights, in pleasures, in enjoyments. Oh, hallelujah. Cause us to live a purposeful life and become a, you know, a font of blessing to many others as we diligently hearken to the voice of the Spirit and allow the guardians in our life. Praise God. See, there's no point trying to ask me, how will I hear the Spirit? How do I know the Spirit? Praise God. You might want to ask, how does the child know the voice of the mother? Praise God. How does the newly born animal know the scent of his mother? If you look into the wildlife, you see some animals that move about in groups, in hundreds, in thousands. Yet, when the child is born, he sticks with the mother. How does he know the scent? Praise God. In likewise manner, the manner in which you recognize the Spirit is not something that can be taught by any man. We can only give suggestions. See, but he will speak to you one way or another. Praise God. He will speak to you. He will use vessels, he will use elements, events, but he will get to you as you diligently seek him. Praise God. Amen.